Happy Wednesday. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ikey, how are we feeling, man?
Oh, Spike, I'm feeling great. Jackie Baseball, power's back, MV3. Come on, man. Talk to your boy. Holla at your boy.
Kind of a possible clinch day?
Is it?
Yeah,
oh, it's one, right?
Kind of. It's one. I mean, they're going to pop some champagne, I guess. Not the big celebration.
We don't want it after a loss, though.
Yeah, no, it's not as fun. Yeah. We have a weird scenario. The Brewers could clinch their division, and the Phillies could clinch a postseason
spot
tonight.
Two teams celebrating.
If the Mets and Braves or
something
Mets
has to happen,
right?
Whatever. Yeah.
But it's complicated.
The magic number is 4 to win their first division since 2011.
Well, that's good news. See, people who said the division doesn't matter. Division matters. It'll feel good to win the division. And I'm sure the Phillies will.
You hang up a real banner.
Yes. Like the Sixers second round banner we're going to hang up in here. The Sixers finally get past the second round. We have a big show yet again. I can't believe it. 3 o'clock, Larry Anderson joins us to talk about the Phils. 4 p.m., Brian Baldinger joins us to fight with Ike about the Eagles. 4:30, Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings. And we have a new number one.
Uh-oh.
Elio!
We have a new number one at 4:30 for the Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings. Of course, the top 5 of 5 coming up at 5 o'clock. But I made a mistake, I think, these last couple of days. Because I've listened to WIP a lot.
Bunch of idiots, right?
Bunch of
That's
morons.
That's not a mistake.
Yeah. Listen to WIP a lot. Read the internet a lot. Read articles. Read tweets. And here's what I keep seeing everywhere. Mm-hmm. They lost because Nick Sirianni did this, and they lost because Nick Sirianni did that. And Nick Sirianni should have fired him. Nick Sirianni. So my head is going to explode because here are the things that I know for sure. Nick Sirianni does not call the defense. Nick Sirianni does not call the plays on the offense. Nick Sirianni does not pick the players. Nick Sirianni's not allowed to talk to the quarterback. Nick Sirianni isn't even allowed to get mad on the sidelines. Nick Sirianni doesn't talk to the team after the team plays a game because that's the quarterback now. So Nick Sirianni...
We'll see how long that lasts.
But you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Is like Nick Sirianni was responsible for two things we could say specifically on Monday night. He was responsible for going for it on fourth down in the first quarter and then not going for it on fourth down right there at the end of the game, which right. are consequential decisions, but not the there are a bunch
Both
of other
Both are debatable.
Yes. There are bigger fish to fry.
Yeah.
And all I've heard all offseason is that finally Nick Sirianni is not involved. And he won't get in Jalen's way, and he won't get in Kellen Moore's way, and Vic Fangio, he's not going to get in Vic Fangio's way, and he's not going to yell at the referees. And here we are, you know, the morning show talks to him this morning, and because they've put him in this situation, he now sounds ridiculous answering any question because he doesn't have anything to do with any of it. Nick Sirianni is here for one reason. And that is so Howie Roseman has someone to fire when the players that he picked and the coordinators that he picked do not work out. So there is someone to blame. Because if we are upset about the reason that the Eagles are not playing well, we are upset because the players are not playing as well as we thought they would, that the coordinators who are doing this independent of Nick Sirianni are not calling the games as well as we thought they would. Nick Sirianni, whether you wanted him to be here or not, is not the guy who you should be mad at. And I actually blame the Eagles for putting him in this situation. I blame Howie Roseman for putting him in this situation. Because truth be told, Ike, if we're 5 games into the season and they're 1-4 or something, he's going to snap. He's going to snap because he's going to be at some press conference and somebody's going to ask him.
He's already getting testy after one loss.
But I understand why he's getting testy.
Yeah.
Because if I was in that situation, if they were like, hey, run this radio station, but you can't pick the host, you can't talk to the producers about what they want to talk about, but you're the one whose ass is going to be on the line the day after the game if they don't perform well. And finally on this, here's what I want to ask everybody who is complaining about Nick Sirianni. If the Eagles were 2-0, and they had scored 40 points and allowed 20 points in both games, how many phone calls would we be getting saying, wow, what a great job Nick Sirianni is doing? Or Joe Giglio, who yesterday, God bless his heart, said that this loss is on Nick Sirianni. Would the whole show be about Nick Sirianni did it again.
Right.
We got it. Nick Sirianni. Everybody would just say, well, thank God he's not involved. So if he's not involved, then blame the general manager for the players. Blame the players for not executing. Blame the coordinators. But don't blame the head coach who you spent all offseason moving out of his responsibilities.
Yeah, listen, I don't see anything wrong with what you've said so far. I really don't. You know, I'm more of a Nick Sirianni guy than not. I think he gets far too much blame for things when things don't go well, and then no one wants to give him credit for any success the team has. It's either Howie's doing or it's Jalen's doing. Like, they get the credit. The coordinator, Shane Steichen, gets the credit. So Nick Sirianni, like you said, is really just here to be the fall guy. I don't, hell, not just for Howie, for everybody. He's the easy guy for people to jump on and blame. Because when you look at the people, when you look at the team, and from players to coaches to even the GM, like, he would be the guy, if you were putting everybody in a pecking order, he would be the low man on the totem pole for a lot of people. And I think it's completely unfair, because that's always the first guy to get the low-hanging fruit is Nick Sirianni. I didn't have a problem with the third down call. We know that was Kellen Moore's call. The idea to kick the field goal afterwards, I'm okay with that. Although I see the argument to want to go for it. Like, I understand the argument. Here's the thing about the end of those games. Here's what gets me. Here's what frustrates me. And mainly at our guy, Fritzy, Jackie Baseball over there.
Uh-oh.
Little brother, right?
Yep.
Nick Sirianni essentially has the same role as Topper has with the baseball team.
Just let them do their thing.
On down from personnel. Dave Dombrowski controls personnel. Some would even say some of the decisions that Topper makes on game day with guys at times is more influenced by upstairs. Right?
Right.
And he's okay with that. When a team is in a rut and the team is struggling, he's okay. Don't blame Topper. What's Topper supposed to do? Now, the reason why I'm using him as an example is because he's one of these people who are anti-Nick Sirianni. He doesn't want Nick Sirianni involved in play calling. He doesn't want him in the meetings. He wants him in the cafeteria the entire day. Wants him away from everything. But he wants to be the first one to also blame him when things don't go well. So I look at it, and I'm more or less like, he's in that same manager CEO role. And yeah, there could be a time or two in a game where you can question his decision making to go for it on fourth down, to not go for it on fourth down. I get it. I understand that those things don't work. You're going to second guess him. But the fact that this team is 1-1 and they lost that game Monday night, I think it has less to do with Nick Sirianni and probably has more to do with roster construction. And I even said I didn't think Kellen Moore had a great day of play calling Monday night. It wasn't just that play late. There are other times when plays were called, including the final drive of the game, where they could have got a field goal and were going to take a shot to Devontae Smith late in the game. I know Jalen threw it, but they also said that play was dialed up for Devontae to go deep. Was that necessary? That's a Kellen Moore call. That's not Nick Sirianni's play calling.
215-592-9494. Is Nick Sirianni getting too much blame? I honestly don't think he should get any blame at all. But I think he's getting too much blame. I think he's been put in a bad situation by the team. I thought I was actually having a brain malfunction. I thought I was having a stroke when everyone was mad at the 3rd and 3 call and blaming Nick Sirianni for it.
Yeah.
As if we did not spend the last several months, from the organization to the coaches to the leaks to everything, saying that Nick is not calling the plays. Mm-hmm. But there was a play that we didn't like, so it must have been Nick.
And Saquon dropped it.
Yes.
That's really what happened.
Yes. Yeah. Must have been Nick.
Yes.
Must have been Nick. But Josh Huff
shouldn't have thrown it to him.
Josh Huff doesn't have a tackle or a pressure or a sack. Must be Nick Sirianni.
Well, that's just Josh Huff's been retired for.
Oh, sorry. Bryce Huff.
Well, same. It's okay until he gets a sack.
Yeah, we've done. Yeah, honestly,
who would you rather have as an edge rusher? Josh Huff or Bryce Huff?
Bryce Huff has as many sacks as Josh Huff does this
right,
year.
Right, yes. I mean, yeah, until he actually makes a play, we won't get his name right. It's okay.
Yeah. Bryce Huff, you know, what's his name? Devontae Smith got pushed off his route. Nick Sirianni.
Yep.
Must be Nick Sirianni. Nick Sirianni. And the truth is that if they did not think Nick Sirianni was the guy to talk to the quarterback when he needed to, could patrol the sidelines, be involved in.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The offense, have a say in personnel, all these things. If they don't think he is good, even pick his own coordinators. He doesn't even pick it. The guy was a Super Bowl coach and didn't even pick his own coordinators. If they don't think that he's good, then they should have just fired him and they should have hired Jim Harbaugh. But my guess would be that they are afraid of a coach who has enough standing within the league to have say within things, because the last time they had one of those, the last time they gave power to a head coach, it was Chip Kelly, and how he ended up in the office in the back of the room, you know, with equipment or whatever the hell it was, and they don't ever want to do that again. But the truth is that the head coach of the football team has to have some sort of say, or you're putting a guy in this situation where the guy's only going to get blamed all year long. 215-592-9494. Is Nick Sirianni getting too much blame? Which I believe he is, and I believe it is the organization's fault for that happening. Nick in Philly, you're on WIP.
How you guys doing today?
What's up, Nick?
What up, Nick?
All right. I finally have just been listening to this show all morning from 7 o'clock to now, and it's about darn time that somebody finally sits here and says that Nick is not at fault. I'm so sick and tired of listening to this. It's just crazy to me.
Now, this wouldn't be because your name is Nick also, right?
Yeah, no, I'm just being honest.
Okay.
You guys all
honest.
Stick
I've
together.
Watched the game, yeah. And when are we going to start blaming Vic Fangio for this defense? When are we going to start blaming these coaches to start actually teaching these players how to run the block the run and get to the pass rush? It's just ridiculous to me.
Well, it's Howie season. All offseason, no matter what move we make, right? We signed right. Bryce Huff, Howie season. We traded away our best edge rusher for a draft pick. It's Howie season. We signed Devin White. He's never been playing. It's Howie season. We signed CJ GJ, who almost cost the team a game, but with a ridiculous penalty twice during the game. It's Howie season. Everything's freaking right. Howie season. We draft all the guys from Georgia. But all three of them are invisible every game day. It's Howie season. But then when the season starts, all of a sudden, it's Nick. It's like Nick has nothing to do with the defense, zero. Right. And as far as I know, has very little to do with the offense. So it is on the players. It is on Howie. It is on the coordinators. But I just can't figure out where it's on Sirianni. And that seems to be by design. And I'm just I can see it all year long. The guy's going to get, if they don't perform, the guy's going to get fired. And honestly, I don't, whatever. It's not even like I'm a big Nick Sirianni backer. I don't even know if he's a good head coach. But really, if this is what you wanted, you shouldn't have gone into this year with it like this. Because really, if they do not succeed, this is going to end up being a wasted year that you could have had whoever your head coach is going to be for the next 5 years if you didn't actually believe in this guy enough to give him a chance to make decisions.
Yeah, listen. I think they want Nick Sirianni as their head coach. Now, some may argue, what are the reasons why they want him as their head coach? But I think they want him as their head coach. You know, someone that is a willing collaborator, that doesn't mind having other chefs in the kitchen cooking up the meal with him. He certainly is a guy who isn't ego-driven and is worried about who's getting all the credit for the team's success. So there's something to that and being the head coach in today's age that the organization finds appealing. In a day and age where a lot of guys do want all the credit, some want a little more control. Nick Sirianni, not saying he's just happy to be the head coach or anything of that nature, but he does realize it's only 32 of these jobs.
Sure. Part of it's that. Yeah. You know, part of it is.
It's only 32 of these jobs, and it is a wonderful job and opportunity to have to be the head coach of the Philadelphia
Eagles.
Sure,
sure.
Just
right.
is.
Yeah, but eventually, or maybe you won't even get to this point, it was a wonderful job for Doug to have, too. But eventually,
sure,
Doug was like, look, if you're not going to let me pick my own coaches, you know what I mean? I don't want to.
And Doug earned that by winning the Super Bowl.
By winning the Super Bowl.
So he could do that.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Nick, although he's gotten to the Super Bowl, I don't know if he's earned the ability to, I guess, resist getting along, going along to get along with the Eagles, and then saying, I'm going to get another head coaching job somewhere else.
Because if they fired him this offseason, he'd end up being quarterback's coach somewhere, or whatever he is.
Right.
He
yeah, I don't think he's not walking into another head coaching job.
He might not even be a coordinator, to be honest with you, the next year.
Right, because he's not even a play caller.
Right. So we do have, Jack, we got a pair of Phillies tickets.
That's right.
To give away.
It's our last home series, too, of the season.
Okay, so it's Monday.
Ooh.
Yeah, Cubs.
Monday's game against the Cubs.
This is the last home series of the year.
Yeah, it's like three home games left.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
What, in the regular season?
In the regular season.
So for the Phillies tickets.
Thank you for clearing that up.
Well, you know.
All about accuracy.
Yeah, all about accuracy here. For the Phillies tickets, we have a next question today. So you will call up with your sports point to 215-592-9494. We will ask you next question. You'll tell us the best one. We'll get a pair of tickets to Monday's game. It is, or would have been, if he hadn't passed away. Well, I guess it still is, Shane Gandolfini's birthday. And his most famous role was The Sopranos. And I have never seen one episode of The Sopranos.
His famous role was Tony Soprano.
Tony Soprano in The Sopranos.
Okay.
Yes. I knew it was Tony Soprano.
Well, I'm just saying respect him.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Please.
I wasn't trying to disrespect Tony Soprano.
Well, just respect him.
Yeah. All right. Guys are the worst.
All about accuracy.
All right. I didn't say he wasn't Tony Soprano.
Oh, I'm just saying. A okay. little respect.
A right. little bit.
All right.
Little respect.
Tony Soprano.
But I have never... greatest character ever.
Well, I wouldn't know.
Greatest leading man in the movie, in the TV show.
I wouldn't know. By the way, not true, but I wouldn't even know. So for next question today, give us something very popular, well-known, or you know, that you've never seen.
Or heard.
Yeah, it could be an album you never heard.
Yeah.
TV, movie you've never seen.
Yeah.
Ike, give us something you've never seen.
Well, for me, it's always Seinfeld.
That's such a shame. Because you're such a Curb guy.
Love Curb.
Yeah.
A huge Curb guy.
I know.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just never got into the whole Jerry Seinfeld TV show. Network TV, man.
Yeah, you're an HBO's man.
Yeah, I just the
but,
network
I mean, this
TV.
Was the 90s. It was the early 90s. I mean,
is that what it was?
Yeah, I mean, you would have been network TV guy then. There wasn't.
I guess it was. You're right.
You didn't have any choice. You were watching like Martin, or is it? Was
that's
this?
True. That's
well,
right. That's right.
Huh?
That's right. It's a different network.
Yes.
I like Fox back then.
Yes.
I was a Foxman back then.
A Foxman.
Yes. I still like Fox, but my point is.
Seinfeld.
Yes, I did not see Seinfeld.
Now,
not one. Now, I've seen clips.
Right. It's hard.
I've seen clips.
Yeah.
I've never, and it's only a 30-minute show, right?
30
episode.
And honestly, without the commercials, 23
I've never
minutes.
Seen a full episode of Seinfeld.
And now you're too, because I know you. You're too dug
in. There's no way I ever even watch.
Well, now it's even better.
Yeah.
Better chance of happening. You watching Seinfeld or you watching Game of Thrones?
Me watching Seinfeld.
Because at least it's on TV.
Yeah, there's no way I'm watching Game of Thrones. You can, and that would have been another answer for me, too, by the way. Yes.
He could just flip on and Seinfeld will be on there.
Yes.
Game of Thrones.
I
got
to actually commit to damn Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you could just watch a Seinfeld episode.
Yeah, I don't need to follow. Yeah,
context.
Exactly. I can watch any season, any episode.
Jack, what is popular that you've never seen or heard?
How much time you got? First of all,
oh yeah,
there's a lot.
Yeah, after 1998 version, is there one of those? All right, what do you got?
A lot to unpack.
Yeah.
But I guess my biggest one would be I've never seen the old Star Wars.
Oh really?
So the original.
I've only seen the Phantom Menace, and with going forward, I don't know anything that happened in the old Star Wars. I didn't even know James Earl Jones is in the old Star Wars until he passed away last.
You didn't know he was Darth Vader?
Nah, man.
Wow.
Yeah, it's bad. I should probably go watch it.
Yeah, because it would be something you could watch with your son.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, original
I still got
Star
the
Wars.
Box set.
I'm sure you do. Do you have it on VCR?
Yes, it's a trilogy.
Did you have Now, did you have any of the action figures? Because
of course,
big on it. You have the Millennium Falcon?
I did not. Well, yeah, that was like the hardest thing to ever get. Because when they used to do the Star Wars commercials, that looked the most fun.
Yep.
If anything to play as kids, like the Millennium Falcon was so big, you could do so many different things on it. Yeah, I never got that.
It's funny. You say fun, you could do so many different things. It just sat there.
Yeah.
It just sat there.
But you know, you could be over here.
My favorite action figure of the Star Wars ones was Boba Fett. I thought Boba Fett was the best one.
Yeah.
Everybody loved
Boba Fett. Was the best.
Yeah.
Yeah, I probably got to go. Chewbacca was a good one, too.
I
might have to go with you because Boba Fett was just different than everybody else.
Coming up next, Nick Sirianni was on the WIP Morning Show and answered the question about the third down call to throw to Saquon, even though it wasn't his call. Is Nick Sirianni getting too much blame? Should he be getting any blame at all? 215-592-9494. Today's show, sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door and get the second at half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.